Good morning. Now that Baruch Hashem, the election season is behind us, we can get back to work. We were middle of the sugya of Lifnei Iver. To very briefly recap, enabling someone to be Iver and Iser is Lifnei Iver lo yisitein michshol, putting a stumbling block in front of someone who is an Iver. However, midoraisa, this applies only when without your help he will not be able to do the Iser. He's a nazir. He's on the other side of the river. If you do not hand him a bottle of wine, he will not be able to drink it. However, if it's on chad avra dinara, if he has access, he can do it without your help. There, lifnei iver d'oraisa does not apply. However, there is an isser of miseyeya. You're helping him out. There is an isser of d'rabbanon, even though you're not needed. The very fact that you're assisting him to be over the isser. We mentioned there are different shitas, there are exceptions to the Isser of Misayeya. It is Durabonon and it is Murakal. The Shabrura paskins that it applies, that this Isser Durabonon is only when you're helping a Yid be over an Isser. On the other hand, helping a Goy be over an Isser is not, there's no Isser Misayeya. Lifnei Iver will apply even by a Goy. Giving a Goy Iver Menachai is Aser. But when it's Misayeya, when he can get it without you, the Din of Misayeya will not apply. The Shach adds that a mummer as well, the Yisrael mummer, there's no Isser Miseyeya. Dogam Ravavo has a chiddush. He says this does not only apply to someone who's a true mummer. Anytime an Isser is being done b'mezid, the Dogam Ravavo suggests the Isser Miseyeya does not apply. Again, Lifnei Iver certainly will, but Miseyeya derabbanon will not apply by a mezid according to the Dogam Ravavo. We also pointed out that there are other shittos that are mechalik between b'shas ma'isa and beforehand. When you're being misayayay, when you're helping at the time the isser is being done, that is more chomer. On the other hand, if you're just setting it up, your involvement is beforehand, and it's only later on. The case of the Binyan Tzion is a shadchin is setting up a couple that will not be zar in Taras and Mishpacha. Since his action is earlier and it's misayaya, there he's more makel because it's before the actual isser. Now, based on this, the idea of the concept of lifnei iver l'sitein michshol, the halacha is that if a goy comes to you and wants to buy supplies for his avodah zarah, he wants to buy a white chicken or he wants to buy lavoina, certain things that were miyuchad, that were used specifically for avodah zarah, it was also, it's also to sell to him. Lifnei iver l'sitein michshol. Now, if he could buy it somewhere else, that is a machlokes. Since he could buy it somewhere else, l'chayre, it's chad avra dinara, he doesn't need your help. And therefore, the Ramah seems to be noita that there would not be lifnei iver. We mentioned others argue that by mekach u'memkar, the fact that it's available elsewhere may not be a heter. But again, halacha l'maisa, most poskim seem to follow the first sheet of the Mekar Hadin. If you can buy it elsewhere, lifnei iver will not apply. But if it cannot be found, you're the only supplier. Or alternatively, if all the suppliers of Levoino or of these chickens are all Jewish, selling it to a guy is going to be aser because he will ultimately use it for avodah zarah. Now this applies any time you're selling an item, if it will be used le'isser, it's a problem. So selling wine to a nazir would be aser. For that matter, yesh ladain, if you're selling an iPhone. So is an iPhone something which is used le'isser or not? Now, in the case of avodah zarah, the case is where it's going to be used, it's the only use of this white chicken or levoina is it's going to be used for an avodah zarah. An iPhone, arguably, is not always used for isser. So depending on which kol kaira you happen to be reading, maybe it's sometimes used for isser, maybe it's most of the time used for isser. But it certainly has hishtamsh of heter. So, what? Correct. Again, correct. If you can buy it elsewhere, even by a yid, then there would be no lifnei iver, and it would be the only question of miseyeya. Miseyeya would apply only to a yid, not to a goy. Now we're going to see. I don't think we'll get to it this week, but we're going to see that there is a concept of toilin. When it's not clear that it'll be used le'isser, where there are uses of heter, there in many cases this halacha does not apply at all. And the case of avodah zarah specifically, a white chicken where the whole use was the isser. You know good and well, if he's buying it, he's buying it in order to use it for avodah zarah, that's where it applies. When there are uses of heter and uses of isser, that's a whole different story. Now, that being said, although you cannot sell a tirgal to a priest, he's going to use it for avodah zarah, the Gemara says that if you're selling it in bulk, it's mutter. Why? So the answer is, the Gemara explains that although there's an iser of lifnei yiver, you can give a goy something which he will use later, lifnei de lifnei is not aser. When you're selling it, when the person's coming and buying 100 chickens, so he's not going ahead and bringing a mass sacrifice, he's not slaughtering 100 chickens for his avodah zarah. Elamai, he's in the business. He's going to go ahead and sell it to someone else. Because the person who you're giving it to is not the one that will be nechshal, it's going to change hands, it'll be passed on to another person, and only then will perhaps the iser be done. So in that case, that is lifnei de lifnei, you're a step removed, and therefore the iser, the lifnei iver, will not apply. So what comes out is that if you're selling something which will likely be used iser, you're much better off being in wholesale than in retail. Because if you wholesale it, the people who are buying it are not going to be nichshal themselves. They're going to sell it to the customers who will be nichshal. That is lifnei de lifnei. That will be mutter. Mashenkin, if you're the retailer, you're selling it directly to the end user. So then, if the hishtamish is something which is used leisr, that is a problem of lifnei iver lo sitein nichshal. Oh, very good, very good, very good. Taisvis and some of the rishonim point out that if you're selling to a goyish to wholesale, to retailer, that's fine. Why? Because a goy, although there's an iser lifnei iver, you can't give a goy an iver menachai. A goy is not mitzvah lifnei iver. If one goy hands another goy iver menachai, the first goy did nothing wrong. A goy is allowed to put a michshol in front of an iver. The iser loisit in michshol is not one of the zayim mitzvahs b'nei noach. So zok the taisvis, if you're selling it to a goy, who's going to sell it to a second goy? So the iser the second guy does is not my problem. Lifnei, it's too far removed. I'm not the one that put the nichshal. Elamai, the guy, the retailer, when he sells it, he's allowed to. A guy is not mitzvah lifnei iver. On the other hand, if I'm selling it to a Yiddish retailer who's going to sell it to his customers, that retailer is being over nisa lifnei iver because he's giving it to the end user. So if he's a Yisrael, giving it to him is aser not because of the ultimate iser, but I'm oyer lifnei iver on the iser lifnei iver. So therefore, this heter lifnei de lifnei only applies when you're giving it to a guy who will then pass it along to another guy. On the other hand, I'm giving it to a yid. Since that yid is not allowed to sell it, I'm oyer lifnei iver because now he's going to sell it shalai kedin. Okay, so a goy selling it to a yid is also a different problem. The Gemara in Pesachim, the Rosh and beginning of Avodah Zarah brings it down. The Gemara in Pesachim talks about a case where you have a beggar that has shatnas in it and you want to sell it to a goy. Now, you can't sell it to a yid, he's going to wear shatnas. Selling it to a goy should be fine. However, if there's a chashash that the goy will then go ahead and sell it to another yid, it's awesome. And the same halacha is if you have wheat that became chametz, you want to sell it to a goy in a case where, again, it's not nicker. So there, where there is a chashash that it will get that goy will turn around and sell it to a yid, that's going to be aser as well. It's lifnei de lifnei. It's not direct. So it's mavur in the achronim that the reason why this is aser is really not lifnei iver. When it comes to lifnei iver, it's not. It's too indirect. It's also a suffix. There's no lifnei iver. However, there's another problem. In general, your person has to, if you're going to be goyrim, a nichshol to a yid, that's going to be aser, not al tlifnei iver, a new din, perhaps the chiv afushim yisura. Memela, it's going to be, what? No, pashas, it will not be derais, especially over here where it's he won't necessarily sell it to a yid, it's just a chashash. So, although Chazal asered it, it will not be the iser derais of lifnei iver, lositei nichshol. So in Echrami, you won't be able... What? This is shatness. Yeah. If there's an eitzah where it won't be sold to Yisrael, that's fine. But when there's a chashash, by you selling it, it's not labeled, it'll end up that a yid will be nichshal, that will be aser. Now, because it's not lifnei iver, and because there are those that say that this is... you know, like what you brought out. It's only when it's not the ikker is not the isser is not nikker, where a yid will buy it innocently from a goy, will have no reason to think this thing became chametz or shatnus or whatever it is, will be over the isser. On the other hand, if it's clearly marked and it's nikker that this is a dover shel isser, even if there's some reason to believe a yid may buy it shaloki did and be nichshel there, where he knows he's doing it b'mezid, this isser will not apply according to the Taisus Rit. So the Taisus Rit says this isser of being goyrim of someone, that some yid out there may be nichshel, is only when the isser is not nicker. By selling it to a goy who may sell it to a yid, someone will by mistake be over the isser. On the other hand, if it's nicker, if it's very clear that that this thing is treif, this thing is usser, the fact that a yid may be mazed by it from a goy, that's not usser. Again, in lifnei iver lo yisitein michshol, even if he's mazed, it's still going to be usser. There's no heter. But because we're not dealing with lifnei iver, we're dealing with a new problem of being goyrim, that someone will be michshol. That's only when you're goyrim that he's trying to do what's right. And because you sold this thing with this hidden isser, he'll be nichshel by mistake. On the other hand, if he's looking to be over and he'll happen to use your thing, there the Taisus Rid says this halacha will not apply. Now this din of lifnei de lifnei, there's a major machlokas how far it goes. The case of Avodah Zarah, you sold it to a wholesaler, he was going to go ahead and sell it to individuals, and it's likely the isser will be done. Does this apply only when it's likely the isser will be done? What happens if it is certain that the end user will definitely use it for an isser? Do we still say it's not my responsibility because I didn't deal with him directly? Or do we say that this is worse? So the Truma Sedeshen and the Ramata passes like this, the halacha says that you're allowed, if you have a book of Avodah Zarah, so to sell it to the priest where he's going to use it directly for Avodah Zarah is going to be isser. To sell it to a regular guy who will not use it on his own, even though ultimately he will give it to the priest, he'll give it to someone who's going to use it, l'isser, since it's not direct, it's lifnei de lifnei, the Truma Sedeshen says that it's mutter. Taisus, on the other hand, argues. Taisus says the heter lifnei de lifnei is only when it's not borer, where it's not guaranteed the isser will be done at the end. It might be likely. You normally have to be chayshish for it. You can't sell the chicken directly to someone because maybe it'll be over the isser. But it's not a vadai, when it's lifnei de lifnei, it's mutter. On the other hand, when it is muchach, when the only use for this, it will be used le'isser somewhere down the road, there, even though it's not direct, even though it's lifnei de lifnei, Taisus says that it's aser. Now, although the Ramah is mekel, many of the achroinim, the goyim, the bach, and the shach quotes it, are matzmiya, they say that roiv rishayim argue and hold that it will be aser, and so it's a machlokas. So lifnei lifnei, when we'll definitely use le'isser, many Rishonim say that it's also the Ramah is Mekel. Truma Sedeshen has even a bigger chiddush. He's talking about a case where you're selling an animal to a goy, and the goy will be Mesiris the behema. He'll sterilize it. Now it's Machoikis, but the Ramah is and Truma Sedeshen is being Choishish, then an Akum, then a goy is Mitzvah. It's also for him to be Mesiris the behema. So you're not allowed to sell it to him because it's lifnei iver, he's going to be Mesiris it. Zakh the Truma Sedeshen, the Isser is only when you sell it to the guy, and he's going to do the Siris on his own. On the other hand, if this farmer is not a veterinarian, he's going to get the animal, and he's going to have his employee do the Siris. Zakh the Truma Sedeshen, that's not lifnei iver. Because you're selling it to the farmer. The farmer's not being over the Isser. He's giving it to his shliach, to his eved, to someone else to be over the Isser. That is lifnei de lifnei, and therefore zakat Truma Sedeshen, that will be mutter. Oh, very good. So this Truma Sedeshen is a tremendous chiddush. Not only are we saying that even though it's a vada yeser, still lifnei de lifnei is a heter. He's saying even when it's being done aydei a shliach, still it's mutter. What's the pshat? The pshat is we're talking about a goy. Now we know although shliach shalom kamoisai. That is, a Yisrael can make another Yisrael a shliach. The rule is, ein shlichus la'akum. A goy cannot make another shliach. So in this case, where the goyish farmer is making another goy his shliach to perform the siris, there's no shlichus. Oh, well, we got there. So in that case, but as far as the din of shlichus, because you're dealing with a goy, ain't shlichus la'akum, and that's why you don't have the problem of shlichus. Now this is not so simple. Because although the halacha is that ain't shlichus la'akum, that means you cannot make a goy into a shlich. What happens if one goy wants to make another goy a shlich? Do we say ain't shlichus la'akum? Or maybe that's just between a Yisrael and a goy. Between a goy and a goy, perhaps it's different. So Masas bin Yamin says that a goy to a goy could make a shlich. This Trumas Adeshen, in that sugya, the raya against this Masas bin Yamin is this Trumas Adeshen. Trumas Adeshen is talking about from one guy to another, and he seems to say pretty clearly that the halacha of shlichus does not apply even between an akum and an akum. The Avi Mulum says nothing to him. Really, it could be one guy can make another guy a shlich. But there's another problem here. Ein shlichus l'dvar aveira. You're hiring someone, you're sending a shliach, your straw can make another person do a shliach to go ahead to buy something. But to do an isser, there's no din of shlichus. And the mishaleach is not over the isser when the shliach, it's the shliach's ma'isa, it's not the mishaleach's ma'isa. Zop the Avni Milum, he learns from the Chumash Adasha, that even though maybe really a goy can make another goy a shliach, but over here where the shlichus is to do the sirus, there ain't shlichus d'var aveira, and that is why in this case it's called lefnei d'lefnei, because it's not the farmer's action, it's the shliach's action, and that's why there's no issur of selling it to the farmer. Now the chiddush over here is, perhaps the din of shlichus d'var aveira is only by Yisrael. Who says that by a goy you also say ain't shlichus d'var aveira? So this is also a machloikis. The Machane Ephraim brings a raya from the Medrash Rab at the end of Parashas Noach that is medayik that when Noach was mitzvah that you're allowed to kill a behemoth, you're not allowed to kill a person. So Medrash says it has a ribuy over there that if you hire a hitman to kill someone to assassinate someone, the mishaleach is chayiv misa. So you see, even though we're talking about a goy, talking about noyach, this is a ben noyach, this is the din of a retzeach. Still, it's shlichus from one goy to another for a dvar aveira, and nevertheless, the mishaleach is chayiv misa. So you see that yes, there are some shitas that hold that yesh shlichus la'akam even by a dvar aveira. Be that as it may, the Trumas Adeshen says that in such a case, since it's lefnei to lefnei, we don't say shlichus by a dvar aveira. Machane Ephraim brings down this from this medrash that you do, it's a machloikis. On top of that, I think this is the point that you were raising, this case really arguably is worse. Because it's one thing, the sugya of shlichos, you make a shliach, ain't shlichos dvar aveira, ain't shlichos la'akum, there are all sorts of reasons why the shlichos will not work. However, the Machane Ephraim famously holds that if you have an employee that's getting paid, there you don't need the regular parasha of shlichus, and even by a goy, we do have shlichus when he's a paid worker who's working on your behalf. Based on that, even if ain't shlichus la'akum, but l'chayro, when the farmer is paying this veterinarian to do the siris, he's his poyo, so then according to the Machane Ephraim, there should be shlichus because of the poyo. Now, in truth, if you look at the way the Ramah brings down Trumas Adeshen, it's talking about an Eved or the Shifcha of the farmer is doing it. The Ramah doesn't bring it down like that. He just says Ayidei Acher. So it could be he wants to avoid the Eved. And as far as this Machane Ephraim by a poil, the Machane Ephraim says only by a poil, not by a kabbalin. So if he's getting paid to do the job, then this Machane Ephraim's Kiddush will not apply, and you'll have to go into the Sugya of Shlichus. The Medrash is talking about a goy. By a Yisrael, if one Yisrael hires someone else to murder someone, pashtus that is a classic case of ein shliach l'dvar aveira, and the shliach is chayiv misa, not the mishaleach. Now the Taz says, again, it's not recommended, and lotis yidei shemayim, there is a chiyuv, the Taz in Yerdeh says, even though ein shliach is l'dvar aveira, but nevertheless, if you don't know who the murderer is, who's chayiv misa, it's the fellow who pulled the trigger, not the one that hired him. So be that as it may, the Trumas Adeshen is being mechadish that even when the second person will vada be over the iser, you can say lifnei de lifnei, and even when the second person is doing the iser bishlicho. So the first person by a goy, he says that still was included in lifnei de lifnei, and that would still be mutter. Now this brings us to perhaps the most interesting of the questions of lifnei de lifnei, and apparently this was very negeah halacha lemaisa. a couple hundred years ago, certainly should not be tried today. But the discussion was, what is the halacha if a person has a court case? It's not in Bezdin, it's in civil court. So apparently the way the world worked back then is, if you had a case, you had to bribe the judge. And the question was, is there an iser lifnei iver by bribing the judge? Now there are two fascinating tshuvas about this. The Chavis Yorinsim in Kuf Lamed Vav describes, apparently he said there was a Carl Ludwig who enjoyed having intellectual discussions with a local Rav. So one day he calls the Rav in and says, listen, I have tainus on you. It's bad enough your congregants are always fighting. They're going to our kois, they're coming to my court. But not only are they coming to my court and making Chil Hashem, they're corrupting my judges. Because whenever they have a case, they're slipping the judge a bribe. They're corrupting him, corrupting justice. It's a tremendous avla. And it's your responsibility. Why aren't you taking care of your kehila and making sure they're not doing such terrible things? So the Rav answered him and said, you know, it's true. I've heard such rumors as well. And I believe you are correct. There is some bribery going on. However, I don't know who it is. And for me to get up there in public and start saying that, Rabbi Yisrael, you have to stop bribing the judge, that's a tremendous bizarre into the Malchus. Because then I'm publicly telling everyone that your judges accept bribes. So partially because of the covenant of Malchus, I can't speak to Rabbim about this topic. Now, as far as the underlying issue, he says you're right. Bribery, Shaychad, is certainly going to be austere. If a person knows that he's wrong, and he bribes a judge, whether it's in Bezdin or in court, to go ahead and to vindicate him when he's wrong, that's certainly going to be osir. It's an ivus hadin. There's no defending that. However, Zot Chavis Yor, us Jews have a problem. And that is that when we have a case and we're fighting against the goy, so the goyish courts, who is judging you? A nice religious goy. Now there's a natural bias. If this judge sees his co-religionist comes in and a Jew is fighting with him, even if he knows the Jew is right, he feels he has a bias towards his fellow guy, and he thinks it's a mitzvah to go ahead and not to paskin like the yid because he's a yid. Zok v'chavis yor, the reason why, if it's true about there's bribery going on, it's all there just to level the playing field. And Adarabah, the way the Chassam Sefer says, if you know that you're right, and the judge is going to rule against you only because you're a yid, he says, then bribing the judge is not lifnei iver. Adarabah, if you don't bribe him, and he's going to paskin shaloi kedin because he's discriminating against a yid, that's awesome. By bribing him, you're preventing him from being over the yisr. And he says, Adarabah, in that case where you know you're right, and it's just he's going to rule against you, there the Chavis Yor and the Chassam Sefer say there's no Isser of Shaychad. Now again, please do not try this at home. This is a few hundred years ago. Oh, wait a second. So this Carl Ludwig was no fool. He said that's a very nice answer. That helps when there's a yid fighting a guy. So he believes he's right, he has to protect himself, he slips the judge a couple of dollars. The problem is that when two yid didn't fight, they're doing the same thing. How do you defend that? So the Rav said like this, I'll tell you the truth. He says it's taka the atzasa yetzer, it's taka wrong. But what happens? Hey, yoyz, every time you go to court, you know you have to slip the judge some money. So now that you're fighting a yid, each of them is afraid the other one's slipping him the money. Now he says, I'll tell you what. If you go over to someone who's in court and guarantee him the other person's not bribing, he said, wonderful, we'll both save our money. When we both bribe, it's a zero-sum game. We end up back to where we start. So we're only doing it because each is afraid the other one's doing it, and that's why they have no choice and to protect themselves, and they each go ahead and slip the judge a couple of dollars. So this Carl Ludwig laughed. He said, very good answer. Although I know the Shari Shuvois, like Ninalu, your always good answer is Hein Be'emes, Hein B'Sheker. He knew good and well that the answer was not necessarily true, but it was nevertheless a clever answer. So what comes out is everyone agrees to bribe a judge when you're wrong, whether it's in Bezdin or in court. That's Pasha there, it's awesome.
What's this?
Lifnei Iver. Because the judge is a mitzvah on dinim. If he's going to corrupt the mishpat, He's being lifted yisur dinim. So by you bribing him, that's lifting the evil yisur dinim, you're causing him to corrupt it, and that will be also. So when you're corrupt, you're paying him to do wrong, everyone agrees, in Beis Din, in court, that's going to be usur, very least atlif ne'ivir. What happens, you know, this is the answer that they gave to Karl Ludwig. What's true, what's the emes lahalacha? So in lahalacha, both the Chasam Zev and Chavis Yor say, in a case where without bribing there'll be a bias to do what's wrong, and by bribing you're going to take away that bias, they both say the Yisr doesn't apply. Now the Chavis Yor makes a fascinating point. He says, what's the Yisr of Shaychad by Yisrael? The Yisr is taking Shaychad. Friend the Chavis Yor, why does the Torah say it's an Yisr to take Shaychad? Why doesn't the Torah say it's an Yisr to give Shaychad? So the Chavis Yor for this reason. He says, giving Shaychad is not always awesome. Sometimes where you have to protect yourself, it'll be mutter. However, what? Even by Yid Chavis Yor has a tremendous chiddush when you hold your right and it's something which it's not going to corrupt the din without, he says, in theoretically it should be mutter. Again, why is the Isser on taking the Shaychad? Because the judge, when he takes the Shaychad, has no idea who's right and who's wrong. He has no idea if he's being bribed to help or to hurt. That's always going to be awesome. And therefore, the Torah says the Isser to take the Shaychad, because to take Shaychad is never a defense. To give it when you know you're right and you want to protect yourself, there's makom to be matzdik it. But to accept it, since you don't know the emes, so and you will never know the emes if you take the Shaychad, there he says that's always Isser, and that's why the Isser was set on the Shaychad, on the Dayan. Wait a second. Once there's an Isser d'oraisa to accept Shaychad, then anyone that gives is Ayur Lefneiva. Because since, even if in theory you're doing it to protect yourself, but since he has an issur to accept it, and by giving it to him as an issur lifnei iver, therefore it will always be usur because of lifnei iver. But the ikar issur, the Chavis Yor says, is on the dayan that's accepting it, not on the person that's giving it, for this reason, because there are times where there's makom to say that the person giving it is not trying to corrupt the din. Because of lifnei iver, but then the question is the isser shaychad per se is by Yisrael. A goy doesn't have an isser shaychad. A goy only has an isser of corrupting the din. So if you know that this is right and you give it to stop the bias against you, so then you're not corrupting the din. I don't know, the Chasam Sofer says you're protecting it. Now again, don't try this at home, but this is what the Chasam Sofer and Chavis Yor both respond. Now, how does that bring us to lifnei de lifnei? Apparently, some judges were a cut above. These were mechubad conventions, and they wouldn't dirty their hands with bribery and dirty money. They had no objection if someone else dirtied their hands. And therefore, apparently the setup was, in some places, you didn't bribe the judge directly, you bribed his foundation, correct? So the question is, if you make a donation to the foundation, and somehow you end up with a favorable mishpat, is that aser or not? So l'chayra, zak the pistei tshuva, this is lifnei de lifnei. If you bribe the judge directly, that's lifnei. On the other hand, if you give it to the foundation and somehow the shtashus advarim, it ends up in his pocket or he ends up judging favorably, since that's indirect, the pistei tshuva says that would be mutter because of this lifnei de lifnei. Now, this is not so partial halacha for a number of reasons. First of all, as we mentioned, when it's vaday going to happen, it's not so partial. This heter of lifnei lifnei is not so partial. But more than that, lifnei lifnei until now was you gave it to one guy who's going to sell it to another guy. If you give it to a shliach, to the guy's shliach, and what happens if instead of handing the guy to bribe him directly, you drop it in the mail? You drop it in FedEx it. Are you going to say that's lifnei to lifnei because I didn't give it to him? FedEx delivered it. The answer is no. That's not a shlichus. If you give it to a homing pigeon, the pigeon drops it off. You don't say it's lifnei to lifnei. You're the one that bribed it. The way you got it to him, the way it was delivered, was through this courier. So if that's the case, if what's happening is that you're just delivering it through this, you're giving it to the shliach, but that's your arrangement is directly with the mishaleach, with the guy, There, the Chassam Sofer says, there's no hedder lefnei delefnei, even if you hold ein shluchas la'akum, nevertheless, since this is called directly bribing him, and that will be aser. Pesach Tshuva seems to argue, he says, since it's if you hold ein shluchas la'akum, since it's indirect, especially in a case of a foundation, where they're not just the courier taking money from one person and bringing it to another, they're keeping it, but they're just, once you make them happy, somehow someone they want to make you happy, so there it would be totally in shluchas. And in that case, the Piskei Tshuva says it will be lufnei lufnei, and the Isser would not apply. Basically, to very, very briefly summarize, lufnei iver is when you directly give it to the end user. If you don't give it to the end user, you give it to someone who will pass it along. The Gemara says that it's mutter. When it will vada be passed along and used l'Isser, it's questionable. The Rama is meiko. When you're giving it to the guy who will not do the Isser directly, he'll have his shliach do it for him. There, the Rama is makel as well. In the opposite case, where you're sending it to the guy, but you're sending it through a shliach, that seems to be more chomer, because there he's just acting as a courier, he's just delivering it, this is your way to get it to him, that's worse. Because when you're giving it to the farmer, and the farmer's not doing the yisr himself, he's sending a shliach to do the yisr. So then, if ein shliach is la'akam, it's a third party doing the yisr, that is okay according to the Rama. My she'en king, when I'm sending it through a shliach, since there the shliach is just the pass-through, but essentially I am the one that's arranging for it to go to the judge, I'm the one for him to get it, there it is going to be aser. Now, another very common shiloh that comes up with lufnei iver is what happens when people have different standards, or they have different minhagim, different hanhagos. You hold something is aser, but the other person who wants to buy it, who wants to take it, is knowing that it's mutter. Is there an iser to give something to him if to you you wouldn't eat it? You hold that it's aser, but it meets his standards. Is you're opening up a grocery? Are you allowed to sell foods that have a hechsher that to you is not good? You would never eat it in your house, but your customers are very happy. They don't mind eating it. What? Stop me and pick whatever you want. And there's no shortage of items where the person whose store it is will hold that it's aser. Fine. Say if you hold it's mutter and it's a chumra, fine. But what happens if it's something you hold, maker hadin is aser? And the mashal comes up very often in Hilchos Rippus. We all know there's a famous heter of the Igros Moshe that a non-recourse loan doesn't have any, is not aser. And a corporation, correct. No, it's non-recourse. What? Yeah, Shabbos opening the bottles. So the question is, if I'm a broker or I'm setting up a deal where I personally am not saying the Igros Moshe for myself, am I allowed to set up this deal, broker this deal, where it's going to be where there's going to be interest? It's to a corporation without a heter iskah. Can I say, listen, if he wants to be mekel, he can be mekel? Or do I have a problem with lifnei iver l'isitei mechsha? What? For sure what? Yeah. No, it's okay. It depends. If you're the cipher, then in Echanami. Then if you're the lawyer writing up the documents, then it's your law. But the broker is only over Lefneiv. So in these cases, the Ksav Sefer, the Mabit, and Rishon Zalman all say that as long as that person, it's mutter for him to have it, because he has a rub to be Simechon, even though you hold its Aser, and even though you hold its Aser Mikra Adin, it's not just a Chumra, nevertheless, it's not called a Mechshah. He has his poisek, he has his mesira, he has his minhagim, and he's allowed to be samech on his rav. I, who hold his rav, is wrong. Okay, so his rav holds your rav. So lifnei iver l'isitei mechshah is only when it's a mechshah. Ma she'enkein, if lishi tasai it's mutter and he has what to be samech on, the fact that you disagree with it is irrelevant. He's not doing anything wrong by being samech on his shita, his rav, and that would be fine. Now, again, you have to know how far to take it. If there's nothing to be samech on, and he's just making a mistake, he thinks it's okay, that's lifnei iver l'isitei mechshah. But if he does have a legitimate psak, a shita that holds its mutter, just because you disagree with it doesn't mean you're over lifnei iver. Now, how to judge what's a legitimate shita and what isn't, obviously is going to be debatable, and people have different cutoffs. But the bottom line is, as long as he has what to be soimech on, then there's no issur lifnei iver on helping him going ahead and do this. Shlomo Zalman adds that even in a case where that person doesn't know anything, he's an amar, he doesn't realize it's a shaila. If it's pasha that if he knew that it was a shayla, he would be soymech on that shita, the same halacha would apply. And since, bottom line is, there's a legitimate shita that holds that it's mutter, even though you hold that it's aser, that's not lifnei iver, and there would be nothing wrong with giving it to him and allowing him to do it. So if he's vada being over to aser, if it's shavi anaf shechatich di sura, then it's for sure aser. If you give, not even for you, but you don't hold it's mutter for him. If it's shavia nafshe, he's makabal, just like a nazir, you're allowed to drink wine. But since he was makabal in nazirus, now he has an iser. So if it was shavia nafshe, if it's aser for him, and you know it's aser for him, then it's lifnei iver. Now if it's a machloikus, not a shavia nafshe, it's shaylin halacha. You hold it's mutter. No, we're kabbalah. No. Okay. No, it's like this. In a case where it's a shaylin halacha, and I hold it's mutter, and he holds that it's aser. So there, the Ritva says that to give it to him when it's nicker, he sees what it is and he can make his own decision. That's fine, because if he wants to be machri, come change his mind and now see the light and realize that I'm right that it's mutter. That's fine, but to slip it to him where he doesn't realize what it is and now he's going to be nichshal, he's going to eat it not knowing that it's really aser for him when he holds that it's aser. The Ritva says it's lifnei iver. Some other achroinim say that you shouldn't do it, but it's not lifnei iver because it's not nichshal if it's mutter. But certainly not allowed to do that.